We do have the Oakley Cannons coach, Chris Taylor, on the line. Chris, thank you very much for joining us on the preview show.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
No worries. So it's Athos here. And tonight, your side, Oakley, they travel out to Pasco Vale. It's a massive test for the side in this month period, which can really solidify Oakley's place in the top six.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I think it's been quite a challenge for us. I mean, we ended up playing, I think, with four games in 11 days, which is not easy as part-time footballers. And that was quite a challenge. But, you know, coming off it with three league wins was very good. You know, it's just what the doctor ordered. So we've had a week to rest now, and hopefully we can go to Pasco Vale and perform well tonight.
Hey, Chris, it's Nick here. And look, I've had a look at your last few games. Only one goal conceded in three, which is quite remarkable. Really good turnaround. Since you've come in, is that something that you've really looked to improve in the team, the defence first sort of attitude?
Look, I mean, I think when you go to a new club, it's a little bit about getting a bind from the players. And, you know, we've certainly looked at the discipline aspect of things. And now we've got match winners playing for us. But, you know, obviously identified the error at the back as one of the issues that we've had in the past.
And a massive test defensively, considering you're coming up against Davey Van Schip, who he scored, I think, eight goals in the previous 11 games. When you come up against such a prolific goal scorer like Davey, what's the plan? Do you approach the game differently? Do you sort of work around him?
Look, we know what his qualities are. But I think, you know, sometimes I like to focus on our own team and think if we do things the right way and stop the service to him and minimise his effectiveness in the game, that could be good for us. But we do know he's capable of, you give him half a chance, and for me, he's probably up there with the best two or three strikers in the league.
Chris, obviously coming into a new team, what's the reception been like from the players since you arrived? Was the morale sort of low, obviously, not having the great start to the season before that, being down in the bottom three? What's changed, really? Have you seen much of a change from the moment you stepped in to now, especially?
Not really. I mean, I don't think there's, you know, it's no secret that, you know, teams go through their ups and downs, and you know, we've probably gone through a period where we've picked up some points. I don't think we've played particularly well, but you know, sometimes that just lifts the confidence of the group, and we know we've got some very, very good players there, and sometimes confidence is a big thing, you know, for getting things right.
And as a coach, how have you found coming into to Oakley this far into the season? Perhaps not knowing too much about the players on a personal level, and obviously not having the luxury of a pre-season with the team.
Look, that's always difficult because, you know, I'm one that's sort of tried to work with the characters that you've got. You know, everyone's a different character and they respond to different methods. So that's difficult when you come in and, you know, you hit the ground running as such. You know, it's just about learning about individuals and what makes them tick and how to get the best out of them.
Chris, obviously Pasco Vale have been one of the real improvers this season, coming up the table, being in fifth. What can you expect from them as a whole tonight? We obviously spoke about Davey just a few moments ago about how prolific he is, but what can you expect from the whole team? They've got a lot of talented players.
Yeah, look. I think for me, Pasco Vale are one of the benchmarks of the league that you know that, you know, that they'll put in a decent shift every time they go out on the park. You know, whether you can beat them or take points off them, you know that they're going to give you a very competitive game. They're well coached, well organised. You know, Davey Van Schip's, you know, one of the best players in the league. So, you know, it's never going to be easy against them. And unless we turn up and bring our A game to it, it's going to be a very, very difficult game for us.
You're listening to the FNR Preview Show with Athos Syrianos and Nick DeBina. We've got the Oakley Cannons coach, Chris Taylor, on the line, whose side is absolutely flying at the moment. Chris, one of the things that we love on this show, a lot of the rookies, the young players that come through. Who are some of the younger players that you've really that you've seen in your short time at Oakley that have really impressed you?
Well, we've got one or two young lads there, and you know, some have been given the opportunity, and I suppose when you win games, you keep the side the same as it is, but you know, Abdul Okud, and I hope I've said his name right, is one that our left back is been very, very good for us in the games that since I've been there. So he's one certainly that we're very, very impressed with. You know, and yeah, but there's many others out there that once they get the opportunity, I'm sure that you know they'll put the name up there in lights.
Chris, I see obviously Steve Pantelidis is one of the big players in your squad, obviously one of the more experienced guys who has the experience of playing at the top level in Australia. What's he like for the locker room there, obviously being such a leader for a lot of these younger guys?
Well, look, you know, my time with Steve goes back a long way. I gave him his debut as a 15-year-old in the old VPL at Altona East. So we've known each other for a long time. And, you know, Steve's the right sort of character to, you know, for the younger players to look up to. Everyone respects him in the club. You know, he's such a good professional player. And now we've brought him into the coaching ranks. So he'll be my assistant from now on. And along with Chris Marshall, who's come across with me, and Boyo is the goalkeeping coach. So, yeah, Steve becomes part of that group, and hopefully he's got a good career as a coach ahead of him.
Now, Chris, you mentioned that, you know, your previous experiences as a coach, and you've been in the game for such a long time in Australia, and you've seen just about every situation. Did that experience sort of help, and were you able to draw on that coming into a club, you know, halfway through the season with Oakley?
Look, you know, let's be honest, we've had three games that we've won by the odd goal, so all the games could have gone a slightly different for us. So, you know, I'm always been a firm believer. The one thing you can't coach is a bit of luck, and every coach needs it. You know, Oakley earlier on in the season, you know, they probably had a bit of bad luck, and that plays itself out over a period of time, I suppose. But yeah, I mean, there's no secret to it. You know, I'm all about working hard, and if everyone, you know, turns up with the right attitude, then and we've got some structure about what we do, then we've got a chance of winning games.
Well, Oakley certainly have a big game tonight against Pasco Vale, kicking off at 8:15, the traditional fifth versus sixth. Chris, thank you very much for joining us tonight on the preview show, and we wish you all the best for this massive fixture tonight.
All right, thank you very much. Thanks for your time.
That was